Greetings to the congregation. We're thankful because God has gathered you into this worshiping sanctuary. Randy and Jill, welcome back from far away traveling. We also welcome those who are worshiping from home to worship along with us. And the title is Do Not Quench the Holy Spirit. And last week we have learned about how to be obedient. Obedience is better than the offering. The obedience is better than the head of the offering. So obedience is necessary in our life to walk in His way. But obedience is not easy. Many could not obey the Lord. The reason is that disobedience is because there is a spiritual death. When God created human race, He gave us the ability to fellowship with the Lord. Only human can have fellowship with God. And only human can have religion. Other creations were created by God. Only human can have the ability to worship and know God. But when sin has entered into the world, the spirit is dead. We could not communicate in our world. There's a story of a woman, Val Thomas, living in West Virginia. 59 years of age, in May 23rd of 2008, Val Thomas suffered a heart attack, and she was put lead to the hospital until Saturday. And her heart stopped about 1:30 in the morning. All the doctors could not find her something wrong, and she prepared all the system to help her life support, hoping to maintain her life. But Jim, her son, Bob, said her skin has become hardened and the fingers is now hardened also, and death has entered her body. And afterwards, Val Thomas was brought to West Virginia Hospital and put her in a system called hypertonia. With this technology, they would cause her body into a cool room for 24 hours, and then afterward, and then warm the body to see if the heart can beat again or not, but her heart has not beaten after that. And though all the doctors and the family that she would die, all the doctors continue to keep all the her system of the body to maintain all the organs that she would donate after she died. And all that should be maintained according to her wish. And afterward, she was given to all the doctors to operate and remove the organs from her body according to her wish. And the nurse before her body, and she felt confused, and she, dear Thomas, said to her, "I'm very sorry." And suddenly, Thomas, "That's okay." She woke up. "That's okay." This is a strange story. Had happened to a lady, a heart to beat. Her heart did not beat. Her mind was dead in many hours, but God has caused a miracle, and afterward, she was examining her, and all the doctors said, this must be his totally healed. Thomas thought that God said that her life had some purpose, and she said, I know God has give my life a purpose. Maybe I don't know what that is, but someday the Lord will tell me what my purpose is on this earth. If the dead spirit that could be revived, and that means that God has a purpose, your life and mine, when we connect it to God, our spiritual will be revived, and He has a purpose for each of our lives, but maybe we do not live according to that purpose, because we do not recognize the true purpose for our life. And today, you and I, let's think about the story. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. And when we look at the characters of the story we have read, that we can put in one of these characters. And the first is that Herod, Antipas. It represents your and mine. It represents a dead a spirit within us. The image of John the Baptist, the one that said, take the word of God to recommend Herod, is representing the Holy Spirit, is reminding us of this word. The image of Herodia, that is the reflecting the flesh, and the image of Solomon represent the way how to satisfy the flesh. May God guide us that what we will study and we can see that what the Word of God wants to speak to us. Let's pray for guidance. Thank you for our loving Father, because each day we are loved by you. Each day you want our life to live a meaningful life with the right purpose. If there is something in our life that causes us to be lost, may your word to teach us and correct us. Because God can give us a living spirit so that we can receive your living word, so that we can fulfill the purpose that you have given us. May you bless your word to teach us, each one of us. We thank you, Lord. We lift everything into your hand. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. There are three points that we will think together about the Spirit. A callous spirit causes the Holy Spirit to be found. The corrupt spirit seeks the satisfaction of the flesh. And a dead spirit leads everlasting punishment. The first is that a callous spirit will cause the Holy Spirit to be found. The story we have read talk about Herod Antipas. When heard of Jesus' name is well known like that, there are many rumors. He thought Jesus is a prophet like Elijah, maybe some prophet from God. Some others said Jesus may be the John Baptist that has been beheaded before. Now he's been raised from dead. And that is something that is caused King Herod very confused. In verse 16, Jesus said, but when Herod heard this, John, whom I beheaded, has been raised from the dead. That caused Herod to be restless. And when we look at verse 17, represents how, why King Herod has caused Baptist to be beheaded, John the Baptist to be beheaded. The first point is that Herod was under the descending that the corruption of this family has left Herod a way of life corrupt. That in our life, that we are living in a corrupt world, and this caused us to be corrupt as well. Just a diagram on the board talking about the family tree of Herod Antipas. Herod the Great is from 34 BC to 1 BC, reigning during that time. And Herod the Great has five wives. First is Doris, has given birth to Antipater. And when the son grew up, he thought the king thought that he would be given, so he killed his wife along the son. The second, Miriam, and gave him two sons, Alexander and Aristobulus. And these two sons, the second son of Miriam, gave birth a grandson, a daughter's son, Herodia. And this is, Herodia is in our story today that we read. The third wife, and gave birth to son Herod Philip, the third wife, and Herod Philip, and Mary Herodia, and gave birth to Salome. And that's the Salome who was dancing before King Herod in the story. Herod the Great is very selfish, afraid that all will be conspired against him after first killing the wife, and the second wife was put in prison, and 7 years before Christ, he was killed, she was killed. And some of the, his son was put in prison. The fourth wife is, Mahakhi, gave her two sons, Archelaus, and the name is the, mentioned in Matthew chapter 2, and the second son is Antipas, that means the Herod in the story that we read. And the story gives us this Antipas to want to marry the wife of Herod Philip, and so want to marry Herodia, and that is the event in our story that we have read. And furthermore, Herod the Great also have a fifth wife, is Cleopatra. And the reason that the king has some envy with Egypt and the Arabians, so because to be friends with the Arab, the Egypt, not to attack him, and Cleopatra gives son to a son named Philip, and afterward Philip marries Salome. Afterward, we see the relationship of this family is very confusing, and here is the uncle want to marry his own niece, and another uncle want to also marry by his another son of the Herod the Great. And so the marriage is also very complex. It's very confusing family to see clearly the relationship is very corrupt. And this family that during this time they told me it is better to be a pig than the son of a king. It's because the danger of being killed is always present in this family. Incarnation. This story we have read, Herodia has become a way for Antipas to marry so that he can achieve the power. And Salome has become a way to Herodia to achieve what her wish is to become a queen. Philip lives in Rome. He is an officer there. In 23 after, before Christ, the year before Christ, Herod Antipas had the opportunity to went to Rome and saw his sister in law, and she loved the sister in law, Polonia, because she was beautiful. But secondly, because Polonia had a position in the Roman structure that he can take advantage of Herodia to cause for himself a more authority in the future, because Herod Antipas is someone who was called king, but not accepted royal in proper ways. So he borrowed the role of Herodia to achieve a official position to become a king. Or a vassal king. Herodia, on the other hand, thought that is someone is also already has some position, but not as well as a king. So he decided to let Philip, her husband, to follow a relative, which is Herod Antipas, hoping that if she marry him, she can become queen, then her authority to be more. She will be more rich. And the story, let us see the events in verse 18. John has, in verse 18, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife, warned John to Herod. And this is something is not pleasing to the Lord. And because Herodia wants to kill John, because John is an obstacle for her marriage, so Herod Antipas has put John into the prison with the reason that putting him there, Herodia would not kill John. Then he would not commit a sin to kill John. But at the same time, John could not deter him from marrying Herodia to take this Philip's wife to become his own wife. To take John in prison is a way, an agreement between Antipas for his desire of pleasure, to be taught of the word of God. This marriage is sinful. This must be corrected. But because Antipas wants to follow his desire of the flesh, Herod Antipas put John in prison. That means that we see here when the desire of the flesh has become great, it becomes keep the Holy Spirit that God gives us. The purpose of the Holy Spirit to the children of God is what the purpose is, to lead the children in our faith. But the children have been deceived by the evil, did not listen to the Holy Spirit, but to satisfy the desire of the flesh, just like Herod Antipas did not follow the instruction of John, but accepted Herodia that he loved so much. When he accepted the desire of the flesh, to follow the desire of the flesh, to disregard the Holy Spirit, then the flesh has certain very evil purpose, because behind that, the darkness take advantage of the weakness of our flesh to use different way in our life to cause us to live according to our desire of the flesh. Salome, daughter of Herodia, has become used as a way so that she can be stepped up in her role. The key verse says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God. It doesn't matter what reason, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, because with him you were sealed for the day of redemption. God gave the Holy Spirit to his children to remind them, with the desire that all the children of the Lord would not go after the flesh. You and I, though we are children of God, we have a flesh. We still live in the flesh because when a person is still in the flesh and that person will be attacked by the devil, but the devil will attack everyone through our flesh. We see that the devil has tempted to Jesus when Jesus came into this world. Why didn't the evil did not tempt the Holy Spirit or God? Jesus, God and the Spirit does not have a body. But when Jesus came, the human body, and that is the place where the devil can use and attack. So the devil has tempted Jesus. If we have a flesh, the devil will use that flesh to attack us by different ways for us to satisfy our own flesh, desire of the flesh. So the life of many children of the Lord today could reason, and because of the situation, I don't go to worship, but I still have hope. I keep my Lord in my heart. Many people others said, maybe I don't come to the church to worship, but I will give to the church. I will still love the Lord. Many others said, only want to make some other thing to correct other things that God is requiring us to fulfill, to repent or to correct. When a callous spirit could not listen to the word of God reminding us in our life, then that spirit then is about keep the Holy Spirit inbound, passing about in our life and your life. We have the way of life that we have not allowed the Spirit to act in us. A life of a Christian must learn how to be obedient completely. The life of there is no intermediate place. It must be belong to the Lord completely. So last week I told you about a person with faith in Jesus is a free person, but is not independent. But our life dependent on God. So may God help us to look at our life, at our spiritual life, whether we are a callous spirit or not. That means when we are callous, we could not hear the Spirit. Can't want to be taught, but not doesn't want to be corrected. Herod Antipas is someone one to hear from John, because if the way the reason he put John in prison, that John can be protected from death from Herod, because he still wants to listen to John talking. But every time John says some word about to Herod Antipas, he feels fearful. And that is a situation of the spiritual here today, that we can be in the same situation as them. We felt that we are children of God. We thought that we love the Lord. We thought that we have a connection to God according to some activities, religious practice, but not knowing that if the Spirit is dead, we are far away from the Lord. The first person, Adam and Eve, when the sin was dead, they were shoo away from Eden. So though we may participate in the church, may we participate in some other religious activity, but if our spirit is callous before the Holy Spirit, that spirit is found. Holy Spirit could not do anything in that life. The second point that we think about, a corrupt spirit seeks satisfaction of the flesh. The story shows us that in a birthday of King Herod, verse 21, finally to open the temple, on this birthday Herod gave a banquet for his high officials and military commanders and the leading men of Galilee. Only a birthday party, but we see the desire of Herod want to express his richness, his authority. So not only just only his military commander, but he also invited all the high officials in the leading men of Galilee to come to his royal court to attend his birthday celebration. When a corrupt spirit and the desire of that spirit is to seek the satisfaction of the flesh, and the flesh would not refuse any way to satisfy his desire. And so the Bible said, the opportune time has come. For whom? The opportune for Herodia. Herodia wishing that she would continue to be a queen, she refused from the marriage of Philip with the only person. She must be queen of Galilee.
So that,
and because of this opportunity, cause a condition that is the Salome to make a dance for Herod to please all the guests of the celebration. In modern time, when a king has a something of a sad story, or he has a need to find some entertainment, then there will be some team of entertainment to come into the royal court to dance and sing to entertain the king. Always there must be a team or some crowd, not one person, except when they invite a prostitute outside to do a dance, a sexual dance before the king. That's only one person. So Salome appears with the role is a dance, a very... Why did Herodia want her daughter to do this? But how to please Herod Antipas, and her role must be achieved to that would not be condemned by others. The person who condemned her the most is John the Baptist, and she hated John the Baptist, and her desire could not be fruitful because John the Baptist, because he's a prophet of the Lord. So because of this opportunity, Herodia asked Salome to use a kind of dance, a sexual dance, before the king. And because of that, when the daughter Herod came, and then she pleased Herod and his children. The Bible in James chapter 1:14, each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and anxious. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. Every one of us is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire. The way is that because we are living in flesh, and each one of us has a desire, has the ability to tempt us, to drag us into sin. Don't say that I followed the Lord so many years, I would not sin. Don't say that my family has been 2 or 3 generations, I would not sin. When we are in sin in flesh, the devil will tempt us. It doesn't matter where we are or who we are, whether we have understanding of the Lord or not, whether or we participate, whether what we do, the devil can still attack us and change that. The desire will give birth to sin. And when the sin has grown, it gives birth to death. The desire will cause an action of a sin in childhood. When the sin will become full, then it will give birth to death to our
soul.
Herod the Great is a selfish person. When he died, he divided his kingdom to pray, to give, to know this person with the only purpose. Though they can become him, he would not be as great as Erica Frank. So he divided the kingdom. Judea, yes, give to Archelaus, the Galilee, the north, in Berea, near Jordan. He gave it to Antipas. And Trachonite is Syria, in northeast of Palestine. He gave to Philip, the son of Cleopatra. And all these sons will have the position of king, but could not be as the same because the authority, the kingdom has been divided into three. After Herod died, and Archelaus became king of Judea, and so give the official seal that they is the vassal of the king of Israel. And Philip became the vassal king of Trachonite, the northeast of Syria. But he could not give the seal to Antipas. But there would be not two vassal kings in the same land. And so Archelaus and Antipas, he has a but only someone to inherit from the king Herod the Great, but it's not the official king of that land. Herodia wanted became queen. It's better than to Philip because some officer and Antipas rely on Herodia to have the authority, hoping that the Roman Empire can give him a seal to be an official king. But all of that did not materialize. And because of that, that's why Herodia has the way to kill John the Baptist so she can become queen. And Antipas dream can be materialized, become a king. In John, 1 John 2:16 tells like this, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. When a person has desire of the flesh, that means we have certain wants. There are maybe what we see that we wanted, but we see it become. When we have pride of life about our position, about how much money, the name that we have, all those things does not come from the Lord. The Father, if you and me, we have those, remember, those things does not come from the Father. It came from this sinful world. The king of Herod has a fresh desire, but in this celebration, he opened all open to us, officials, all the time. Everybody should enjoy along with the king. To receive the joy, to celebrate. So the king has opened up this celebration in a big way. Herod has a desire of his eyes, because when all the dinners saw the Salome to dance, if they danced like that, they were dragged and and he, the king, has a pride of what he has. So the king promised to her, ask me for anything you want and I will give it to you. Whatever you ask, I will give it to you, up to half of my kingdom. He never said to Solomon. And because of his desire, that Herod Antipas had made a promise to Salome, a promise is not real Why not real?
Bởi vì
because
Herod
Antipas only inherit his inheritance.
Nhưng ông ta không có ấn định, có nghĩa là ông ta không là vua chính thức.
Is not an official king. If not official king, he has not authority to give away his land.
Nhưng mà
but
trong cơn say,
because in his
cry
before all the high officials, he made a promise.
When
afterward he said, if you promise me I want half of your kingdom, Aaron would, he said, and because I could not give it to you, I would give you something else. And it is the deceitfulness in his promise. And we see that Herodias had trained her daughter for a purpose, so that when this daughter to ask her opinion of her young, what should I ask for? And the dance has made all the dinners with me pleased. But this daughter said that she was put here to dance for the king because there was a purpose by her mother. And she asked her mother, what should I ask the king? And Herodias said, took the opportunity, the head of John the Baptist. When the corrupt spirit, the flesh, the desire of the flesh, will lead them into sin. Herod seek his own flesh desire through the dance of Salome. Through this celebration of his birthday, and through his promise that he thought that could deceive this Salome or deceive. He is proud to say that I can give you half this kingdom. But he was not known that he was fall into his own trap. Salome asked for the head of John the Baptist. In verse 26. The king was greatly distressed in verse 26. He didn't think that the daughter of Herodia would seek the head of John, the one who wanted to protect, hoping that John in prison would be safe there. But the wisdom of the flesh has been caused by the evil of darkness. We see now that the promise of king caused Antipas is because of his desire, because the killing of John by Herodias was from Herodias by her envy. And so, because of his promise, he could not refuse her. So he immediately sent an executioner with orders to bring John's head. The man went, beheaded John the son, and brought back his head on a platter and presented it to the girl. And she gave it to his mother, only because of a promise. The king could not refuse what he has promised. And that is something Herod did not want to happen because of his own pride. Dear congregation, let's examine our spiritual life today. In our spirit, maybe some of us is being deceived by the darkness, our darkness, and is put in us in a way to make us satisfy our own flesh. Why is the world? There are many addictions. They use drugs and alcohol to satisfy the flesh. People use gambling to satisfy our flesh. They are addicted to video games to satisfy our own flesh. Don't say that this addiction is better than yours. Don't say that this addiction would not be wrong. All addiction come from power of darkness. The devil is using that to cause us. Addiction means that someone is participating in something that he could not remove himself from, and that's addiction. So that when a person loves shopping, that he could not stop that desire. We know that it's very costly, but continuing to shop, that means there is a dark power is acting in the way that we shop like that. Someone loves to play games that we could not stop, that can forget all responsibility. That means that the devil is acting on weakness. It doesn't matter what kind of addiction. When we do not limit our participation, that means that there is a dark power behind it. Is motivating us for that action. Are we trapped in any kind of addiction or not? That we could not remove ourselves from that addiction or not. Whether you and me, there is a faith. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter the kind of faith. Doesn't matter the old or the age or the young. The devil can tempt us. So that we can have to keep ourselves, keep our relatives, our children, because the devil can activate in ourselves when we come into any addiction. And that's the way the devil will cause us to find the satisfaction of our own flesh when our spirit is corrupt. We could not negotiate with sin. Sin will lead us to lead as far away as we want, to stay there longer than what we plan, and cause us to pay a price greater than we can afford. Let's think about that. Sin that is entering each one of us to destroy our life. And so a callous would not allow the Holy Spirit to be corrupt to find a way to satisfy our flesh. The third point, a dead spirit will lead us into everlasting punishment. And Antipas was being he thought that John, Jesus, was the one John has been beheaded. And he was thinking that John has been revived into a different person. And that John, or being honored just like before that, when he heard about Jesus. And this kind of worry and restlessness came from this fact. So, in Antipas' heart, there is a how to kill Jesus, just like he killed John the Baptist. In Luke chapter 13, verse 31, Jesus said, leave this place and go somewhere else. And this is the last year of Jesus, the third year of Jesus. And Jesus is in Jerusalem serving the Lord. People tell him, leave this place and go somewhere else because Herod wants to kill you. Luke chapter 13, verse 31. Herod Antipas find a way to kill Jesus, but has no opportunity yet. In Luke chapter verse 32, Jesus replied, go tell that fox to tell the king. I will go tell that fox. I will keep on driving out demons and heal the people today and tomorrow. And on the third day, I will reach my goal. And Jesus used the fox for calling Antipas. Maybe because Antipas has an evil desire to talk about how bad that person is. Antipas is deceitful when to put John in the prison, but his sinful desire to marry Herodias. And now, with Jesus been honored. Maybe John Baptist has been resurrected and he find a way to kill Jesus as well. And Jesus said, and he is the fox, to refer to Antipas. Herod did not have not met Jesus, but then he has the opportunity to kill Jesus. When Jesus was condemned by the Israel people to condemn him to death on the cross, they brought Jesus to Pilate. And in that, and Herod Epaphras came to Judea to rest. And Pilate knew that Jesus is a Jew. He was born in Galilee. And so he did how Herod would rule. Herod wanted to see Jesus because he heard of Jesus has made miracles. So he wanted to see that he can see miracles from Jesus. But in Luke chapter 23, verse 7 to 11, let us see that during that encounter, Herod wanted Jesus to do miracle, but Jesus did not do any. Why? Why did Herod want to see Jesus do miracles that Jesus refused? Because the spirit of Herod is dead. We see that Herod is in a role that he is an important person. And the time Jesus came to Jerusalem to suffer, at that time, Archelaus, that is the king on Judea, he has already passed. And after the passing of Archelaus, the Romans gave that to his brother of Herodias. And Herod Antipas wanted how to capture the seal of that to become an official king. But he could not achieve that. He was hoping that he could see Jesus perform miracles, to discover something in Jesus that could help him in Israel as a king. But Herod Antipas, it could not compare to a leprosy. If you want me, Lord, heal me from a leprosy. Yes, I want you. And he healed. It's not compared to a person who blind from the young age. And he was healed. Go there and wash your eyes and your eyes will be to gain sight again. Herod could not compare to a cripple. 38 years. But Jesus said, lift up, take up your bed and walk. And that person was healed. Herod could not compare to a Roman officer in Capernaum who had a servant girl who was exorcised. And Jesus wanted to perform miracle. Because that person has faith in Jesus. The king could not compare to the woman of Canaan who has a girl who has been tormented by the spirit, but God has healed, said, oh, dear children, you have a great faith. So Jesus healed, and the king could not compare to the thief hanging next to Jesus Christ on the end of his life. He believed in Jesus. Today, tonight, you will be with me in paradise. Dear congregation, why are those the ordinary compared to, they could not compare to a king like Herod Antipas, could not compare in any fashion, is not rich, has not the authority like Herod, but they were all been receiving mercy from Jesus, but now the king wanted Jesus to perform miracle, but Jesus refused. Because they all have a faith in Jesus. That faith in Jesus is the reason for our spirit to be resurrected. When we put faith in Jesus and the Spirit will be revived. But if we refuse Jesus and that Spirit continue to be there, and that will be separated from God forever. In the year 87, 37 after Jesus, Philip is the one ruling Trachonian, and the king has sent that man to Agrippa, who is the brother of Herodia, to reign over Judea and Trachonia. And Herod Antipas, after many years to have an official seal of the Roman Empire. And so Herod Antipas tried to seal them, but he would not successful. And so Antipas was brought out and took out his kingdom, and he was now in prison in Lyon in the French. And so Herodia wanted to follow her husband, and so both Herodia and Antipas were found dead there in the Lyon. We have the opportunity to correct because the word of the God is different. But if our heart is callous, if we close before the blessing of the Lord for us because of our flesh, and that person will go into eternal punishment. Today, we live in a world there are many kinds of temptation into our life. So think about that all that we, in our life, in our friendship, in our love, in our entertainment, we are causing our life, spiritual life, dying. And our life is not to learn about Jesus, but it's a life to express life of Jesus in us. You and I receive the Lord not just for us, but we receive the Lord Jesus to give others as well. So may our spirit to be connected to the Lord. So we do not let the world thing of this world to take over our spirit. Many years ago, in a zoo in Denver, they offer a gift of a beautiful, a large polar bear. It's a beautiful bear. But during this time, and the Denver Zoo doesn't have a place to put him, so they put it in a cage, very small cage, just enough to walk 3 steps and walk back 3 steps. And they are in a way, they are trying to raise funds to build, to open up the Denver Zoo. There are many problems that have happened. And so this building plan took 3 years to complete, and after 3 years, and then there was a place to put this bear after 3 years. And in that place, it's very roomy. There is waterfall. There are caves, a lot of space, and a lot of trees. But when he took the polar bear there, the polar bear just put forward 3 and then backward 3 steps. And they turned around. 3 more steps forward, 3 more steps backward. Because during the 3 years, he is used to that cage, that small cage. I want to tell you, God give us everlasting life, give us meaningful life. But if your life can only focus on satisfying our desires of flesh, entertainment, addiction, all of that will confine us, condition us, that we do not see that we are the children of God. Do not quench the Holy Spirit. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. God is still waiting for us. May God bless us to remember this lesson, to learn how to be obedient and have to put faith in Jesus completely, to have our saving grace. Let's read the key verse one more time. Do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Dear our loving Father, we thank you because you have saved us from the power of darkness. Allow us to be clothed to our Creator. We know that the world that we live in, that many religions, but all the religions of the world could not save us. Only the forgiveness when we put faith in Jesus Christ and that blood can save us from the power of sin. May you let us see that while we live here on this earth, the devil continues to attack our lives, take advantage of the desire of our flesh, and cause us to become the spiritual callous, that we will hide the Holy Spirit, would not let the Holy Spirit to act. So now our spiritual life will always find the way to satisfy our own flesh that could not save our soul, that causes to have eternal damnation. May you remind us here, only there is only one way so that we can be saved. That is, we come to you. We put our faith in Jesus, confirm our faith in Jesus, so that the Holy Spirit that you gave us continue to teach us, to guide us in our life. And the one who will seal us in the day of redemption. May you bless us and give light to our spirit, from the smallest to the youngest and oldest, so that no one of us can be trapped into the devil's snare. We lift everyone into your hand, our friends here. May you have mercy on us. We thank you, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.